Letting the S-chips fall. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There is no question that the Democrats have been milking the children's health care debate for every political drop.
It's not going away because the children are not going away.
Nancy Pelosi, who is not just Speaker of the House.
I'm the mother of five children and the grandmother of six, soon to be seven.
And in case the president still didn't get the message, there were the TV spots showing various Republicans in photo ops surrounded by really cute eight-year-olds.
I know you like us kids. But if you want to keep us hanging out with you for the cameras, you need to protect us, not the president.
Zing! So yes, the Democrats milked it. But on this issue, the Republicans were like dairy cows. They were so milkable. The president says he opposes expanding the health care program for children because he is philosophically opposed to expanding government health care. Except that at the same time he was trying to save tax money on children's health care, he was pushing for more tax money for veterans' health care.
We as a government have a solemn duty to, one, support their families, and two, to give them what they need.
Sometimes guaranteeing health care is the government's business.
Part of making sure that we remain a volunteer army is to make sure that the Veterans Administration is well organized and the programs address the veterans' needs.
Okay. But where is that future volunteer army going to come from? From sickly children? I mean, if nothing else, the nation needs to keep every eight-year-old healthy so they can take their turn patrolling Diyala Province in 10 years. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.